Hey there. It's something about from Freakonomics to two of my favorite musicians out of Cincinnati way, a longtime friend of mine and his amazing songwriting partner. Together with the two others, they're known as Wussy, but we welcome them live to the studio today. Chuck Cleaver, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks for having us.
Also, Lisa Walker, thank you for being here.
And thank you for having us.
I know that you're not playing anything necessarily from the new record. You guys are at Canal Street Tavern this Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. Yes, with the Buffalo Killers.
But I have one queued up from the new record that we're going to talk about later, but Lisa, you and I are both Muncie girls.
Are you really?
I'm so, my goodness, the time I put in there. But before,
that explains this.
Well, and I lived here for 4 years too.
Oh, you did in Dayton?
Yeah. Well, in Cedarville.
No kidding.
So about 4 miles away from here.
You and I could probably swap some serious tales, and we probably know some of the same shady characters.
I was in the tornado.
My aunt actually was in the tornado.
So was I.
In the Xenia tornado? No kidding.
Yeah, all my family went to Cedarville, so in the 70s, they were all here.
Wow.
It tore down all the trees in our backyard.
Is that right? Really true?
Yeah, and a roof off the shed, yeah.
And, of course, there was a huge one through Cincinnati way.
It didn't destroy the entire downtown like it did here, but, you know. Still, we like that shed.
Between all of us and the people, he said shed.
Oh,
I said shed. I've been warned. It was a shed.
Sorry, I freaked out. Did you see how I freaked out just now?
Two of my favorite songwriters live in the studio, if you'd be so kind. A little woodshedding and a little Chuck and Lisa Wussy on Why So.
Okay, I guess I start this one.
Yes, you do.
Thank you. So we'll see live on 91.3 WYSO Paper Birds from the last release, simply self-titled Wussy. You know, between this band and, of course, Chuck, when I first met you in the Ass Ponies, you seemed to just, you know, ride that edge of radio appropriateness with your
general appropriateness.
The new record is just out. It's called Strawberry. It's on Shake It Records. Cool sort of vector that's coming out of Cincinnati with
Darren Blaze, our patron saint,
and he's been working at record stores forever. He finally runs his own and releases labels, releases artists as well. Tell me about why
he
Strawberry.
Releases doves sometimes too. It's really pretty. They all fly.
One time it was a peregrine falcon.
Line, yeah.
That was really exciting.
And the new release, frog eggs.
Did you ask us about Strawberry? Was that what
I did. Well, I was wondering why the name. I mean, other than that, I love that the strong Midwestern vibe and everything that you guys do. Well, it's because we're made of that fiber and all. But everybody loves a strawberry. I think it's just a beautiful album title.
Well, thank you. We wanted to show, number one, that we're trying to be palatable now, and number
really
two,
appreciate that.
Number two, the album cover was a fortuitous accident. Chuck was cleaning out his closet. Literally, that's not code for anything. And he pulled down this box of stationery. He's like, this is kind of neat. And it was a 60s stationery with strawberry stickers. And that was the side of the box.
Yeah, that was the end of the box
flap. And I said,
We didn't have to do anything. That's the end of the box flap. So you know, we thrive on as being as lazy as we possibly
Joe
can.
Joe didn't even know. And he came over the other day and he freaked out when he saw it.
Yeah, he did. Joe's like, gosh, this box looks just like our record cover. And it's like, duh.
Dumb butt. What do you think?
Joe's also in your band. Tell us the other bandmates that will be on stage this Saturday with you guys.
Yeah, Joe Kluge is our drummer and multi-instrumentalist on the record. Mark Mezzoli is our bass player and multi-instrumentalist. And we also now are playing with John Earhart from the Ass Ponies.
Oh,
he
love
plays
John.
Pedal steel and also is a multi-instrumentalist. So
he's
Lisa
called
and
our
I are
sanity.
The weak links now. Yeah, John's the sanity.
You guys are like the show ponies. Those are the actual worst workhorses.
Yeah, exactly.
We're the wild cards. There's two wild cards in this group.
I love that.
One combed and one with burrs in their hair.
Wild ponytails. We got Wussy live in studio. They're live on stage this Saturday at Canal Street Tavern. They'll be playing with the Buffalo Killers, a new album just out called Strawberry. It's beautiful. A lot of the Midwest weaving in here. Not only do you mention the Muncie, but the Longest Bridge. We're going to talk about that after, though. I'd like you to play us another tune, if you'd be so kind.
All right. You want to play Mayflies?
Yeah, let's do it.
Wussy on YSO. Is that natural or what?
It
YSO,
is.
YSO, Wussy.
It sounds really good.
91.3.
It was planned.
Just won't let it be.
What's that one called?
Mayflies.
Oh, yeah.
That has local ties in that I got my Bible minor here in Greene County.
Is that a fact?
And there's a lot of biblical.
My dad used to be a Bible minor.
he was crushed by ecclesiastics
this whole.
They're in the hills. And the
funny
thing is.
And
you don't take a canarian.
A Bible minor. Wow.
But anyway, that's all from here.
I like this part. There's something about the Midwest. There's a track on the new Joseph Arthur. It's called The Midwest. All there is to do in the Midwest is dream. And I love it. It's kind of true. Be introspective.
Nightmares.
That's a dream.
That's more ours.
A lot of presidents come from this area. A lot of innovation. And a lot of great songwriters. We got two of them in here. Lisa Walker and Chuck Cleaver.
Chest Cleaver.
I love that song.
I do too.
Lisa Walker and Chaz Bono. He's looking good. He looks like that guy, South Korean guy's son.
Oh, he does. I know. I've seen. If you ever get on the face tubes, you might want to click yourself up some Chuck Cleaver because the comments that Chuck has on there on a regular basis, I am able to keep up on Chaz Bono and things like that. I wouldn't normally have the time to invest, but if you follow Chuck on Facebook, you can find Wussy there too, right?
Yes. Wussy is on the Facebook.
Proper
spell. We call it Chuck Point No. Pop culture with a Midwestern something or other.
With a Midwestern minor.
Yeah.
You guys are at Canal Street this Saturday night. When it's all said and done, we'll have some CDs to give away. Brand new album just out on Shake It Records. Strawberry from Wussy. Proper spelling of Wussy is W-U-S-S-Y.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't hear that word all the time anymore, and you try to discourage your children.
I heard it a lot as a child.
Did you?
It's funny. Yeah.
It involved a lot of pointing my direction.
Yeah, mine too. That's okay, though. I got knocked out playing kickball one time. That might be a reason.
Why would you admit that?
I sure didn't.
Why did you say that on the radio? I think I read an interview with you, Chuck, years and years and years ago. And it was a sort of a weird thing. All the band members got the similar question. It was like the phrase most commonly uttered in your presence and yours was, "What's that smell?" And favorite color, brown.
Yeah.
You know?
That was in a Columbus paper, I think. It was called Moo. Funny.
Yeah. I was finding myself quite entertained. And I took a new appreciation for brown.
Brown's good.
It is good.
I think everybody in the band picked brown, so.
It was staged.
It wasn't coincidental.
We've got Wussy on Wiseau. I'm so pleased to have Lisa Walker and Chuck Cleaver here. Do you have another for us today?
Yeah, this is actually from the new record.
Oh, great.
It's called Grand Champion Steer.
Nice.
I messed it up. Let's do it again. Oh. Live radio, everybody. This is some fun.
It's great because you wrote it.
Yeah, I wrote it. There you go.
The way that you looked at the fair, there was a gleam in your eyes like you'd taken a dare. Right or wrong, it was a sin not to stare. Silver the tilled world tossed, so many times that our bearings were lost. We rode on regardless of cost. Grand champion steer, I was waiting for wings to appear. All day long I kept holding you near. I kept holding you. Higher the Matterhorn climbed, I always imagined that mountain was mine. Sights were bent. so I missed every time. This is heaven, the megaphone said. So many times that it went to my head, but the line moved on and the moment was dead. Grand champion steer, I was waiting for wings to appear. All day long I kept holding you. Kept holding you. The way that you look, the affair was so obvious that I wasn't there. Me, I was off spinning life out of wishes and air. Grand champion steer, I was waiting for wings to appear. All day long I kept holding you near. Oh, grand champion steer, I was waiting for wings to appear. All day long I kept holding you near. I kept holding you.
We'll see live on Excursions, and you're on 91.3 WYSO. The new album contains that tune. It's just out on Shake It Records. You can look into that and find out more about the band and some of the music offered there at shakeitrecords.com. Or you can go to the show this Saturday night with the Buffalo Killers and pick up your own copy of the record from the band on the stage. It's Chuck Cleaver and Lisa Walker. You know, you guys have a nice writing style. I have to imagine that you do a lot of it actually together in the same room, or is it more that you sort of like map it out and then you say, hey, here's this, what will you lay upon this?
Actually, we do it both ways. The first record, we wrote a lot of that together. Subsequent records, we've actually written them. I think it's a matter, we sort of learned that we could trust each other without to not say anything too horrible or stupid or inane or
mostly
bad shun rhymes and all that kind of stuff. And then so we sort of just sort of trust each other to be okay. And we're really, really strict editors. So if I plop one out that's not, you know, even in color, and
you got each other's back.
Know, she'll say that no, that's no good. There's corn in that one. We just made her snort. Did you notice how I cut the bad word out of that song?
I was so impressed.
You know,
really appreciate that.
That word in my house is not even doesn't even
approach
a bad word, but I just figured I might as well, you know.
Appreciate your erring on the side of calm.
Yeah. I told him to you know, just use the same rules he would around his granddaughters, but that, I don't even think you observe those, do you?
Not some.
Maybe some.
My kids know what the words are, and they understand that they have a lot of power and meaning. And,
exactly.
And,
I mean, they're allowed to pull them out at the right time. And
yeah, every once in a while. I got a story for you after we get off the air. But Chuck Cleaver and Lisa Walker together, two-fourths, I guess half, if you reduce that, of the band Wussy and on stage. Two-fourths. How about that?
Hold on. My math mind has to click in.
I got to get out my abacus.
Hang on. Let me take my sheets off. It is going to be a great Saturday night here in
my
the
Uncle
Gem
Abacus
City.
Had one continuous tooth. That's the true story.
That is not true. I just love you guys.
But he did work with someone here in this region of Ohio with one continuous toenail.
I really did.
And that
I
is
worked
true.
With a woman who had feet that looked like deer hooves. And I'm telling you the truth.
You know, it's easy for you to say that because there's no way we can even go back and ask anybody. Yeah, I suppose webbing.
I went under the picnic table to get the Frisbee at the work picnic and saw them and yelled and bumped my head and couldn't finish my tater salad.
Okay.
I love love the Midwest. We got good people. Man. Would you be so kind as to play us one more tune? We got some CDs to give away.
Let's do Crooked.
Okay, let's do Crooked.
It's Wussy on WISO. You're hearing it live as it happens on live local radio 91.3 WYSO.
People will think that all of our songs are about state fair animals and bugs because that's all we play today.
That's all we write about.
That's true. Oh, well.
Live on 91.3 WYSO. I just like what you do. I really appreciate you guys coming up.
Well, thanks so much for having us.
I just really like the sound and the spirit. I guess it's that whole Midwest thing vibrating.
You said that
a
lot. You said Midwest a lot.
Okay.
So it must be that.
Shut up.
stop it.
You know what's funny is that I listened to the track Pizza King on the new record, and I thought, oh, Pizza King, sort of like, you know, King of the Mountain kind of thing. No, you're actually talking about Pizza King from Muncie, Indiana.
Yeah, the chain.
Yeah.
And actually around here, some of
the
Cassanos.
KOA campgrounds.
Some of the Cassanos are called Pizza Kings, too.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I've not seen one.
We had a Cassano Pizza King in Cincinnati until recently. But anyway, I drove back from Muncie last night, actually, and I saw about 20 Pizza Kings.
She was up there soaking up the culture.
Hey, shut up. There is some. You just have to look very, very hard. No, it's funny because I was like, by the end of it, I was expecting you to mention Village Pantry, which is like stop and go.
Well,
over
it's
there.
Weird. Like right along the state line, all the Village Pantries turn to UDFs and all the Pizza Kings turn turn to like skylines. But there is this point like right around Richmond. They do turn to butter.
I like it.
The end.
Let's not go there.
A couple of Muncie girls, we barely got out of the state, just barely across the border into the Buckeyes.
It's all that counts.
It's all that counts.
You got out.
I know. And it's so flat in Muncie. It's like,
I know.
The northern part is the glacial. You know, everything got smoothed over there. It's just so flat.
And it's windy.
It's about 15 degrees colder. 2 hours. 15
and
degrees.
Her hometown of Gaston, everything's boarded up.
Aww.
It's just sickening.
Not sickening.
I picked the wrong word.
You did.
Well, sad. It's sad.
It's all right. Winsome, we'll say. It's
winsome. Nice.
It's a good spot for, like you said, dreaming.
It is.
There's lots of scope for the imagination.
We'll see live on 91.3 WYSO. They're live on stage this Saturday night, opening up for the Buffalo Killers, another great, great band.
Are we allowed to say where, or is that against
I thought
rules?
I did. You
she,
go right
Canal
ahead.
Canal Street.
Have I been saying the wrong place?
No.
They're going to be in the middle of the street.
Said the right place.
I
can't.
I
every time.
Hear it. I'm sorry.
What time does the show get underway there, Chuck, with
We're
all
not
the
really.
Information?
Usually, I think
about
Canal Street starts around 10, usually.
Yeah, I think the show's at 9, and doors are at 8, so.
Oh, really?
Well, never
mind.
Yeah,
you guys better hurry up.
We did it wrong. Okay. We won't be there when you get there, folks.
Well,
I'm hosting a fishing show, folks.
Right. Hey, folks. You're going to want a crawler for this one. And hey, thanks for coming up. I'm going to let's go out with one from the record, the Pizza
okay, cool,
King.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
I love it. And it's from the new record, Strawberry. You can find out more. Check them online. Follow Wussy on Facebook, or I don't know if you follow. You like them.
We've got Twitter. We've got Facebook. We have all the mod cons.
Look
and
at
we're
you.
.org as well.
No
yeah.
kidding.
Yeah.
Wussy.org?
We're .org as well. That's like my grandpa just said that.
Hi, you got. I hear you gone .org. Uh-huh.
But yeah, we are Wussy.org.
We got a blog. A blog.
That's short for weblog. Uh-huh. We just learned that.
You buy those at the Dutch Pantry.
It's Village Pantry. Shut up.
Get it right.
Lisa Walker, Chuck Cleaver, thanks for being here.
Thanks,
Thank
Nikki.
You. Thanks for having us.
Here's Lisa's tune from the new one that name checks our beloved Muncie on YZero.
This is all for you.